It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 6th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is fraught, spelled F-R-A-U-G-H-T. Fraught is an adjective. It means causing or having a lot of emotional stress or worry. When fraught is used in the phrase fraught with, it means full of something bad or unwanted. Here's the word used in a sentence from Inside Higher Ed by Stephen Mintz. Today, campus life is much more stressful, fraught, time-stressed, and anxiety-ridden. Compared to high school, college is far more academically rigorous and represents the very first time that many students have ever earned less than an A. An early instance of the word fraught occurs in the 14th century poem Richard Coeur de Lion about England's King Richard I. The drow mound was so heavy fraught that uneath might it sailen aught. It's about a large fast-sailing ship so heavily fraught, that is loaded, that it can barely sail. The use is typical for the time. Originally, something that was fraught was laden with freight. For centuries, fraught continued to be used in relation to loaded ships, but its use was eventually broadened for situations that are heavy with tension, emotion, or some other weighty characteristic. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.